Why do you have to do a risk assessment for offices?
We do it to make sure that the work environment is safe for the employees and any visitors. In fact, in most countries, you have to do it. It's the law.
So how does it work?
Firstly, you have to identify any significant hazards in the office and also who is at risk. Employees, visitors, cleaners, etc.
What kind of things can be dangerous?
Well, things like wires and cords that trail across the floor and carpet that doesn't fit properly or is torn, both of which could trip people up. Dangerous machines that don't have guards on them, for example. You don't want to have any accidents.
Is that all you're looking at?
Oh, not at all. Then there are things like the heat or the noise in the workspace. Is it too hot or too cold or noisy for people to work safely and comfortably?
I hadn't thought of that. But I suppose if you're too hot or cold, you can't work effectively because it can make you feel ill.
Exactly.
Would you also look at things like lighting?
Yes. You can't expect people to work in places where there's inadequate lighting because it could damage their eyesight.
What about office furniture? Is it important to have good chairs, for example?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most common causes of staff being off sick is backache. So it's a good idea to ensure that the seating is good for their posture.
So once we've identified these risks, what happens next?
Then you need to evaluate the risks involved and put procedures in place to limit the risks and make sure that